This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to the show. First of the week. It's Tuesday. Hope you guys had a good Monday, July 4th. We were off. It was. It feels like we were on a really long break for some reason. Like, I can't believe we did. Did we do four shows last week? Did we do a Thursday show?
I don't even remember. That's how long it feels.
It feels so long ago, though, but it's good to be back. I had a really good break. How was your guys'? Andrew, let's start with you. How was your July 4th?
Great break, staycation. We had like, I don't know, I feel like there's so much pressure to do something when you have 4 days off. Everyone's like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You want to come to my sister-in-law's pool party? And we're like, we really don't want to do anything.
Did everyone have Friday off?
A lot of people did.
They did, okay.
A lot of people travel. Traveled.
Yes.
We were going to maybe go to Chicago, maybe Charleston. We stayed here. And it was fun. I mean, it was pretty chill. I shit my pants. Everything was great.
Okay, back up.
What's up? What happened?
You were going to go to Charleston? Is that what
I
heard?
Yeah,
and
I just like shit my pants. Yeah, and I just like shit my pants.
Okay, so that you did, but you didn't go to Charleston.
No, surprisingly, no. Okay. But I did shit my pants. But
I think
it's like
that
whatever.
Is called a Charleston. It's
a Charleston chew came out of my ass.
Oh my God. Why did you shit your pants? What
Charleston
happened?
Charleston poo. Hey, yo, come on now.
Oh God, he's squirting Gatorade in his mouth. What is this Gatorade bottle with the Chiefs logo on it?
Do you remember these?
No. I mean, yes, I do.
Like during the game, I'm bringing it back. They gave me a free one with
Who's
a Gatorade.
They?
Huh?
Who's they?
They?
Yeah.
The gas. The Gatorade, you get a deal, you buy. Like 19 Gatorades, they give you this for free.
It
I didn't even know.
It has the Kansas City Chiefs logo.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, here, I guess St. Louis doesn't have a football team.
That's a good point, so that's the closest one. All right, how'd you shit your pants?
Dude, there's this show called Summer I Feel Pretty, and I was...
What?
The Summer I Feel Pretty.
You said this show was called Summer I Feel Pretty, as in it was a name of a girl, comma.
Yeah.
and someone telling her I feel pretty. I have only read the name of this show one time.
Uh-huh.
And I already know that it is not that.
What is it?
You watched this show, no?
Just five episodes, okay. Yes.
The Summer I Felt Pretty, I believe is what it's called. And I swear to God, maybe I read it twice and it was just like, you know, really fast.
You're verbal. I'm audio.
You called it Summer Feel Pretty. Summer I Feel Pretty.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
what?
I heard that
so
too.
You're watching the show called Summer I Feel Pretty.
Yes, it's the prequel.
Did you when you said that, were you thinking?
No.
Oh, okay. You were just talking.
I was just talking.
Okay.
Shit was coming out of my mouth. So I'm watching this. I'm crying. This show's, it's
deeply moving.
Terrible.
Oh, you're crying.
But I am crying. It's one of those
How
shows.
How fast are you crying? Five episodes in? Two episodes?
Last episode.
Okay.
It's about mother, sick mother, cancer mother.
Oh my God.
I apply it to myself. It got me good. Two brothers fighting over it.
Oh my God. Chris was just telling this weekend about he had an ex who lost her dad and was like, you know, went at a young age and went through, you know, this was like early, like, you know, years and years and years ago. And so unexpectedly lost her dad. It was terrible. She was just coming out of it and ready to like date again and kind of like spend time. And he was like, let's do like a movie night. And he picked a movie and that he had seen before. And he did
My
not.
My Two Dads?
What movie was it? It was some, it was Big Fish.
Okay.
And he had seen it, but he did not think about.
Yeah.
And as he's watching it, he starts to realize it's about a father's passing. And he is he's just scrambling to come up with any way to abort this movie because it's going to trigger. And it got us on the conversation this weekend of just like, have you ever been in a thing in your relationship going through something that's like really fraught that maybe you guys fought about, but like haven't really healed over or, you know, it could be infidelity. And then all of a sudden, and that is everywhere on TV and movies to avoid music with infidelity or betrayal. And like when it comes up in a TV show or movie that you're watching with a person, the awkwardness of just both you not acknowledging it, like everyone experiences that.
Dude.
I would love a bestie to write in with a specific example because I can't come up with one now, but or a Fanthrax in with one. Anyway, so that just got me thinking about it. But sometimes it's pretty nice, especially if you have pent up feelings like your mom being sick. Like it's nice to just get it out.
Dude,
and
we were
a little
eating...
bit more came out than just tears, I guess.
Well.
You cried so hard you shit your pants.
I was crying. We were eating chicken salad in bed. I'm crying. Brenna's crying.
Yeah,
we're both crying. But I'm laughing about it mid tears. I don't feel like ashamed about it, but it's a lot of tears, like more than usual.
Oh my God.
And the show is like a watered down OC, just like the shit in my pants.
Okay,
so anyway, so I end up I kind of want to get outside because we watched like seven. You know when you sit in bed?
Oh, it was all day?
All day.
Oh, you weren't?
Marathon.
This isn't during the night.
No, this is during the day. All day marathon.
And it's like nice outside.
It's nice outside. I want to get outside. I already hit golf balls early that morning, but I kind of want to get outside and hit golf balls again. I asked Brenna to go. She didn't want to go. So I'm like, you know what? I'm still going to go.
That's all you can do outside.
That's pretty much it. That and eat a Frisbee. I don't know what else to do out there. What else do you do out there? I don't know. I can't just lay on a lawn chair.
Sure.
I can't.
Oh, it's too hot for even that. You're not wrong. It's almost too hot to go outside. So go on.
So I'm walking out. I'm kind of like defiant. Like I'm going to hit balls whether
I
you like it or not.
I just realized you said defiant. Summer I feel pretty this summer or whatever you called it.
Ham drip.
Sounded exactly like you were reading about... You were talking about the David Sedaris book, Me Talk Pretty One Day.
It sounds like a computer trying to speak English.
Although
they do it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're good at chess. Have you ever played chess against a computer? They're good.
No, I wouldn't
they're
even figuring play checkers. I would play Connect Four.
It's like an AI thing.
Yeah.
So I'm walking away. I'm kind of defiant. I'm like, I'm going to go hit balls. I get in the elevator. I go to fart. And it's a little wet.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You go to fart in the elevator.
Yeah.
I think that's not the greatest place to fart. Like, I farted in the elevator today, but let me just say, the guy got off on three, and I go up to 12, and I know that no one gets on between 3 and 12 ever in the history of me living here. So I farted, and it was the tiniest toot that I knew that by the time it goes up to 12 and goes back down to the lobby... There's not going to be a lingering smell. So I do that. But so you let out a fart on the third floor.
Okay. In fairness, I think I got ahead of myself. I farted before I got in the elevator.
Okay.
Just before.
Okay.
It's a little wet, but I don't want to go back. I'm almost in denial because here I am being defiant. I'm going to go.
What are you
going to
tell Brenna?
I know.
If you go back, I forgot.
I forgot to change my pants. So I go down. This is bad. I go downstairs and I'm like, I'm almost in denial that it happened. I don't think it's that bad. I really don't know if it happened.
Yeah, it just felt like a hot breath that could be wet or yes.
Yeah, okay. like a Rottweiler's mouth.
Okay.
And so I get in the car. I don't get in the car. I'm walking towards the car and I'm like, how? And even if I did shit my pants, I almost was in the mindset where I'm going to still go hit balls with
Does
shit in my pants.
Does the chicken salad weigh into this?
Sure.
Were you depressed this weekend or something? Why would you still hit golf balls with shit in your pants?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
self-care is plummeting.
Well, it's okay.
Okay. So you're okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. So I want to check to see if I shit my pants.
Sure.
To make sure.
Stick a finger.
No, I didn't go finger. I had a towel. But this is all on camera. I'm parked in future parking, too, because I was figuring I was leaving.
Oh, you were parked like in...
future. So there's definitely a camera out there.
Do you think our listeners know what future parking means? And by the way, it is not future parking.
Future Andrew. Citizen parking.
Yeah, okay. Do you think they know what that means?
Okay, so there's a place where you can park if you want to check out an apartment or if you're visiting
someone. Yeah, it says like future citizen of this building parking.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
And it's like right in the front. There's like five spaces for this kind of parking.
Yeah. And
there are
definitely
so many cameras. It's like out in the open.
Yeah.
It's like you pull in and there's no garage. It is, I mean, you can see outside. It's just a slightly covered garage. Okay.
Oh my God, that's a good setup. I cannot believe it. So I grab a towel and I'm like, I should
from
get
where?
The backseat of my car. Now I should get all the way into my car, but I'm kind of frazzled and I just put my ass in my car.
Are you still crying? At this moment.
I should be.
Okay. I mean, you told Brenna about all this, right? Immediately.
So I checked the towel, but I'm like halfway in my car. Yeah. So whoever's watching this, it's like a Charlie Chaplin movie or whatever.
Oh
like I'm in black and white checking to see if I shit myself with a towel with half my ass in my own car.
How are you checking? Are you putting it down the front or through the side? Like
pants. I pulled my pants down.
What? Andrew, this is in the public.
So my dick
how far down? Did you cover your penis?
I don't know.
In the front?
I was like, man,
what is going on?
So then I checked the towel, shit on the towel. Not
Why
a
don't
ton.
You just check your pants?
Because I was wearing black underwear.
Wouldn't you see brown?
I go upstairs. I'm defeated. I'm like 5 minutes, and I just go upstairs. I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, what are you doing back? I was like, I didn't really feel like hitting. She's like, no, really, what happened? She could tell in my face. She goes, did you? Right away. I swear to God, first thing, she goes, you shit your pants? And I was like,
wait, how does she know?
I don't know.
Did you
She's
go
like
in to change your pants?
The poop whisperer.
Did you change your pants?
No, not yet.
So you were just lingering?
Yeah.
Did she smell it?
No. She just could sense it.
What were you doing? Were you just like standing?
I was
like,
going,
no, but I mean,
no,
like,
no, I don't know. I think she knew how uncomfortable
you're just, like,
I was.
Loitering. Yes.
And
okay.
I couldn't, I just wasn't moving around. And she's like, you shit your pants? And I was like, she goes, I want to see. I was like, I'm not going to show you.
How much?
That's what she was doing. I was like, I'm not, this isn't like a fun thing. Like, I kind of want to just get this over with.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, but I kind of want to see how much it is. And I go, Brenna, this is not like a joke. Like, can I just have some space? I'm in the living room.
Why didn't you go in the bathroom?
Because I want to throw the stuff into the washer right away.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like,
I don't want that shit in my wash.
But it's not that much shit, though.
Okay.
So anyways, long story short, we laugh about it. She's actually like,
did you wipe your butt? Did you go like clean it?
I went right in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
Then Brenna tells me a story about just one quick anecdote, but she told me a story about how she was running cross country and she pooped her pants. And she said she was wearing shorts where, you know how like there's lining?
Yes.
So there's nowhere for the poop to go. And her first thought was, is this what balls feel like? Having balls feel like?
Oh, just like having a round thing that's
like the
like
weight
tucked
and,
in.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So funny because it must be.
It's not, the guys don't know their balls.
are in. I would know if shit, maybe because it's a different.
I'm confused how Brenna pooped and it was like a whole poop as opposed to like, if you shit your pants when you're running, it's usually like diarrheal.
I know. It was like little logs, and she just said it felt like, if that's what balls feel like. Anyhow, that was my weekend, pretty much, in a nutshell.
Oh, my God. And then, wait a second, didn't you go on some dates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went on, have you ever been on a double date with Chris and like a random, like a couple? Yeah, but like people you don't even.
Why would you go on a date with people you don't know?
I don't know.
How does that even happen?
So I, you know, new friends. So, So like, I met this guy playing golf through another guy. He's a lawyer here in town. He's funny. I really enjoy playing with him. He's a member someplace, so I get to play a nice golf course. And he has a girlfriend, and he's like, I think your girlfriend would like my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we show up, and they, like, look alike. Like, it's like, whatever. And I was like, all right, well. But when you go on these where everyone's new, it's a date. Like, you have to interview each other, and like, you have to be on, and you find out everything about each other. Not to like sleep with each other or date anyone, just to like, it's a lot.
Yes.
And we end up having a blast. We had a lot of shit in common. We went to a couple different breweries, which was fun. Like, we had like kind of like a day drinking kind of thing. There was like some bar with a swing that's kind of cool. I got recognized by a guy that looked exactly like me. I think all my fans look exactly like me.
Yes.
And anyway, so it was a lot of fun. Then the next day, we did exactly the same thing with a different couple. And by the end of that, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You don't really have too many new friends. But
I love doing that, honestly.
It's fun.
Because Chris and I are great when we're around other people. We're like the best version of ourselves.
Because you're on a date.
Yes.
You're like on a date.
We really are. Like, we are great with, we traveled on Friday, I went up to the Adirondacks and near Lake Placid in Keene, New York. And we had to go to Chicago, then to Albany. And we traveled with his friend Jack, who was visiting from Australia, and he was visiting him in St. Louis. And so we left St. Louis with Jack. And it was like the most fun travel day because we had this third person holding us accountable to not slip into a fight, and it just made us like more, it just kept us in check.
Kind of makes sense.
So we're just like charming and fun.
Like,
and
the Mormons kind of might have it right by just, you need another person there.
So. No, the Mormons, well, because if you, it's another person who doesn't know the intricacies of your relationship and you don't want to bog them down with like, any kind of bullshit that you might slip into.
Yes, you need
doesn't
a
mean
jack.
You don't slip into it. Where you just go, hey, like in the back seat, like you grab each other and go, hey, is everything okay? Are you mad at me? That kind of thing where you like mouth, like, hey, I didn't mean anything by that.
Or like you're so jokey in front of this other, in front of Jack or this couple, where you'll maybe like rub a little too, like you'll be too, you'll be just, like, you'll like admit something about the other person.
And the person's like,
no, that's like, that's not a Jack thing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So much. Yes.
But you had a blast. I mean, it looked amazing.
Yeah, my trip was awesome. It was just me, Chris, his brother, Curran, who owns a diner up there. And that's where we were staying.
Wait, he owns a diner?
He doesn't
in the middle?
Own it. He's like, he operates it, manages it. But he's like, I'm sure partial owner at this point, but. Yeah, and he has Airbnbs above the diner in this beautiful, like, I mean, we're in the Adirondacks. It was, like, it was insanely gorgeous. And, like, you know, 20 minutes from Lake Placid. And, we just hung out. It was just us four. And it was such a good group because...
You stayed above the diner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. And we all stayed together. Yeah, we just were... It was just so much fun. And we did outdoor stuff, but not too much.
Did you jump off the cliff?
No, hell no. Hell fucking no. Saralina, my friend, had jumped off that before and got such a huge, like, welt on her. Like, I didn't do anything dangerous. I was very, like, angry about the idea of doing anything dangerous. I water skied. I swam. I jumped. You know, I went in waterfalls.
So you
and stuff
did
like
a
that.
Good amount of shit, though.
Oh, yeah. I did a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think that sometimes it gets in... Like Chris and Curran have been there so many times, and Jack's been there once. I've never been there, and it's like they want to show us the best time. And what they don't understand is that we got into a conversation later on where it was like Jack was having trouble. He last time he was there, he couldn't get up on skis, and then this time it became like, you're gonna do it. And Jack was like, we got into a conversation of like, sometimes like we don't want to do things, and that's like the end of it. It's not like we don't want to do it because we're like, I can't do it and I'm scared because I don't. It's like, I know that this is like something I'm not good at, and I don't want to do it, and I don't want to be pushed, because then it becomes like, come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
And then if you even do it for 1 second, people are like, yay. And then there's like a 5-year-old who's doing so much better than you that no one's even reacting to that.
There's a bear on skis.
Yeah, it's just like we got into the conversation of like, it's really important for Chris and Curran sometimes to be like, we need to show you the best time. You need to face your fears. You need to be doing activities constantly. We need to go RVing. We need to shoot guns. We need to do this. And like, sometimes I like a trip. I don't need to do those things.
I
like sometimes
read a book and then like just lay down.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't need to be packed to the gills. And so in assessing the week, it was like, they were like adding up all the things we did. And they were like, it was pretty good. Like, we got some stuff done. And I'm like, it was so much. I would not have wanted to do anything else. Like, it was jam packed with things. Like, I think that sometimes people, when they're showing someone a place, they want to just fill the schedule. Mm-hmm. But I think people need to understand that people need breaks, and like downtime is okay.
For sure.
And then Chris was like, but I don't think you got enough alone time. And I was like, I don't need alone time.
Yes.
I just need like no do things time. Like just sitting and like hanging out.
Like watching a show for 7 episodes in bed.
Yes.
Maybe somewhere in between those two things.
Somewhere in between. Let's go to break and we'll be right back. Andrew!
Hello, mountains. Here I come. Trendy down the chimney. Trump.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast, because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know, because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues, like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town, because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together, and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy, because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things, and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself, and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start, because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Yeah, I had a great
but
great
I get that so much, because I'm going to Jackson Hole.
Yes.
And that's like a, you know,
fly fishing, skiing,
hiking,
skeet shooting,
climbing mountains, like
ice. You just climbing.
Have, there's so many things you got to do, because just sitting there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not enough. Right. And so my sister-in-law sent me this like rappelling, like people are like on a cliff, like I'm like, I hate heights. I wrote them. I was honest. I was like, I hate height. I don't want to do this. They're like, come on. And I was just like,
How many come ons do you have to say no to before you just go, no!
Yeah. Before I'm on top of a mountain.
What's the difference between someone who, because I've done it before where I go, no, I don't need to sing. No, it's, and I really want to, or something like that. Like,
yeah.
How many times do you, like, I want to come up with a code for Chris where it's like, I really mean no. Mm-hmm. And then the other one being like, I could be convinced.
Yes.
Like, there is it. I don't blame people for pushing, because sometimes you do need to be convinced, and sometimes I do need to be, even on things where I go, I don't want to do it. Like when I do it, sometimes I have a really good time. But there is something
I've been
about
pushed in those situations where
bubble
at the end of it, I go, what do you mean bubble?
You're like,
oh, could you hear that?
Yes, you never heard a bubble in someone's throat.
I got it.
Wait, I wish you would have kept it.
I tried to push through that.
I know. Sometimes people try to fight a bubble in your throat, and it's just like, dude, swallow, just, or just like,
stop. Yes, thank you, Nikki. Yes.
People,
I hate when people keep talking with it,
and they just sound like a, I don't know, like a
frog in
diplomatic
your throat.
Frog. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd vote for that guy.
Yeah,
he seems cool.
It's just, people just keep talking, and you just go, it would take 1 second to go.
I know, I was on a roll.
It's so funny when people fight the bubble.
Sorry, I'll fight. I'll.
People do it all the time. Noah's dying.
Bubble boy.
Wonder what bubbles are in people's throats, because it happens all the time.
I don't know what was going on back there.
Yeah.
But it's hard to sometimes, because I have the headphones on, to connect to my throat.
Yeah, that's
even though
point.
I could hear it,
yeah,
but I'm not connected.
Very much
to
hear
it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, anyways,
do you get hungover ever?
No, because I don't drink enough to get hungover these days.
Wait, so you don't drink? You've never felt the effects?
Oh,
the
no,
next
I
day.
Have bad, but not lately.
But not in this time that you've been drinking again. You have not once been hungover?
No, a little tired, but nothing.
Wow.
I'm not just saying that either. Like, dude, I used to get hungover as fuck.
Do you feel drunk, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Silly. A little laid, more laid back.
Mm-hmm.
A little like laughing at nothing.
Yes.
You know, enjoying a swing at a bar.
Yes.
Just because it's a fucking, we're swinging. Yeah,
you get dumber. Look,
yeah, just dumb as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And just enjoying that.
Yeah.
Not thinking about my mom dying.
Yes.
Until
yes.
after four more drinks.
And then it's yeah. all mom then I'm all like, night long.
Yeah, I'm like an American flag naked for some reason.
Did you see fireworks?
I didn't see one firework. I saw a half a firework
really?
Yesterday.
Oh.
We were just Noah,
did you see fireworks?
Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. We had some like in town, but I think they were just like neighborhood fireworks.
Yeah. I'm anti-fireworks now. It's like it causes so much trauma to animals, not just pets. Obviously, we know what it does to pets. Dogs are hiding under beds. Cats are hiding under beds. But like birds in the woods, newborn bunnies, even mama bunnies, like they're just explosions going off. And it's so frightening to these animals. And it causes them to run or like baby bunnies to run before their birds to get lost, birds to fall out of trees. Like it's traumatic to the environment. And
I've heard
and fireworks
the veterans
shit.
Too. It's like, some
yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
PTSD. It's so loud. And I, this weekend, we went to this amazing fireworks show that it was like, it was the best fireworks show I'll ever see. It was so close up. You're like literally inside the firework, but it felt that way. It was so nuts. And before the fireworks started, they did like a warning of like 10 minutes and they shot off a firework and it was still kind of light out. And we were there for hours beforehand, like having dinner and just hanging out. So I was not expecting anything. And I thought it was a mass shooting or a bomb going off. Like, I just read too much about that stuff. I'm too prepared. And I really thought something was going to happen. So Chris, at the very second this happened, was taking a picture of me. Because we were talking about how, like, no one takes pictures, candid pictures anymore. We're always just, like, smiling. And it's, like, not anymore, like, ever. And so he's taking a candid picture of me where I was just, like, staring. And then as he's taking the picture, the warning shot goes off. The warning firework. And I got so scared because I thought it was, I really thought it was a bomb going off. My mind was just not in firework mode yet. It was more in, there's going to be a bomb mode because it was just a crowded event. I don't know. I read about Columbine.
You're probably reading about what happened at that in Chicago or Highland.
No, this was 3 days ago.
Oh, this is before
this is
that happened.
Yeah, this
oh,
okay. was on Friday. So I take a picture. He takes a picture and I go, oh my God, if that was a live, you know, when you take live pictures and they have like a little moment where you like twitch in it. I was like, you probably would have caught me looking terrified. And we watched it back and it is me just like this. And then like, ah! And like my face is so scared. It looks exactly like the face of something, someone that is like, I literally thought I was in a terrorist event. And so then we took that footage and we made a bunch of like, we made it into like a longer video and I was going to post it and say, this is an American at a crowded event. Like the irony is I was at a fireworks show and you can't even enjoy a fireworks show anymore because when you're at a crowded event in America, you think there's the possibility of getting shot in it. And so this is me, like I was going to post, I had a whole draft written up that I was going to post because it's such a crazy photo because you see me go from like totally fine to like, oh my God, I'm going to die. The fear in my eyes is like that of a, I got to see myself in the most vulnerable state. And then I'm about to post it and like an alert comes through of like six dead in Chicago. And I'm just like, what? Like, and I go, oh, now I can't post it. And then I realize you can't ever post anything about that. There's always going to be something that's like, this is insensitive because it happens every fucking day. Tim, Chris's brother, was two blocks away from that.
What?
They heard the sirens. They had just walked by all those places that had the windows blown out. I mean, they were right there. And then I know someone else who's from that area. It's crazy.
A lot of people are trying to link it to Chicago violence. Like they love that fucking Chicago. It's Chicago. And it's 30 minutes north of Chicago in like a very wealthy neighborhood that is nothing like what the violence usually is. They like to link those things.
Well, I don't like that they don't link the things because it is all the same. Like black kids getting shot in inner city Chicago is the same as people getting shot in the suburbs.
I get that.
So to differentiate, because I saw a headline that was like shooting in affluent Chicago. And it's like, why do we need to know that? Why is this different? And this deserves more attention. Because six people are getting shot in Chicago every day, at least. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves more attention, but I think it's a common thing that people say that are supporting guns. Like, oh, well, there's strict laws in Chicago.
There
people are still getting, yeah. It's like the strictest state, and people bring guns over from Indiana.
Oh.
Like, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, there's not, like, checkpoints at the state lines.
No.
Do people think there are?
Only for abortion now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you got a gun? That's fine. Come on in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. The live, that's so funny you mentioned the live video because you didn't know.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
when I sent that live to my little brother and I...
Yeah, what were you showing him? Like, your
I was showing him
muscles?
My body, like, a before... Because we were going to have a contest, and I just blocked out my penis, but it was alive. So when he pleshed on it, the box disappeared. And he was showing my sister-in-law, so she saw. And my dick wasn't, it wasn't ready. Show dick.
Yeah. And so she saw.
Brenna said something funny to me. She grabbed my penis today, and she's like, wow, you know, it's amazing how much dicks grow.
It is.
I know, but it's like it's kind of a backwards way of saying.
Yeah, your dick looks small when it's flaccid, but don't you know that it does?
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny to. It's like a backwards way of saying your dick.
But it also
small.
Is like it looks so big when it's not.
Yeah.
I love flaccid penises so much. I love them.
What are you like pulling on them?
They're just like ooey gooey. They're like little toys. They're like little. I got some little lizards for my niece and nephew. In upstate
mm-hmm.
that are just like this like consistency I love and I realize it's like a flaccid penis consistency. I just like to like squish them. So,
like I know what, who would love this, my niece.
yeah, get them ready. yeah, I just like.
What was those squishy things that you could never grab and they were just.
Yes, like, those are like practicing hand jobs for kids. And you put your finger in the middle of it.
Yeah. I love.
Did
those
you ever wait a second? This was confirmed by. Two boys yesterday. There was an old wives' tale that if you ever peed in a river, fish could use the stream of pee to swim up your pee hole.
I don't know. I mean,
two
I heard
boys.
That when I was young.
You did?
Yeah.
What is that?
I think it's just like a tall
tale. To discourage peeing in rivers? I mean, that seems like a thing. Maybe peeing in pools. Do you pee in pools, by the way? Be honest.
I have, for sure.
I have.
I mean, anymore. Not as a child, as an adult.
I'm a little worried about it. Turning purple, like that's like a thing.
Well, that
might be
a child's
tale,
fear,
too, huh?
That's a child's fear, and that
and
doesn't
adults.
Happen. No, that huh? doesn't happen. There's nothing that does that.
I peed in.
But would you pee in a pool right now today?
I
was shocked to find out when I was on Bert's trip last weekend.
How many of them did?
I was with Shane Gillis and
Mark Norman.
And both of them. Admit, because I was like, I got to pee. Where do you think the bathroom is? And they're like, go in the pool. And I go, what? Ew. You're an adult. And they're like, there was probably, you know, 50 people in this pool. And they go, they both were like, I've peed twice since we've been here. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And they're like, yeah, that's what you do. And I'm like, I cannot. I did not know that. I thought maybe some really gross adults would.
Yeah.
But the average adults.
They're all pissing. Yeah, it's all piss.
Come on, guys. Grow up. Do not go pee in a pool, you fucking adult. And I did pee in the pool because I go, what the fuck? I guess I'm going to do it. But it was so disgusting, and I will not do it again. Will you grow up? Do not pee in a hot tub and pee in a pool. Get out of the fucking pool. That is really disgusting.
Yeah.
You're not a child, okay?
Sure.
When you're a child, you piss in the pool. Stop it. This is ridiculous.
I think it depends on where
chlorine,
the toilet, how close the toilet
no,
is.
No, it does not depend on that. That is a public space, and you don't pee. And I know there's chemicals to make it go away, but it's still disgusting.
Yeah.
And you know that the smell of chlorine is only smells like chlorine if it's activated by piss. Chlorine by itself with no activation of piss smells has no scent. So if you smell chlorine, it's because it's being activated by pee, and there's 100% pee in there.
Interesting.
Not 100%.
But you can smell
pee,
chlorine
like
when you're pouring it.
100% chance.
If you're pouring chlorine into the pool, that's you can smell chlorine before.
No, you don't. It's scentless. I swear to God.
Have you ever smelled chlorine?
Yeah.
I'm from Florida.
No.
I know chlorine.
Chlorine only smells when it's activated by piss. You can't smell it before.
No, it
you
definitely
really can't.
Has
I promise
smell,
you. No, look it
I
up,
have the
Noah.
Chlorine tablets. No, I smell them.
Wait, I'm looking this up. Hold on.
I get, okay, maybe this is the thing. Maybe once the chlorine goes into water, you don't smell it till it's activated. But before it goes into water, you can smell it.
You don't really smell it in the water, because unless that's like an over-chlorinated pool.
Okay, or the average backyard swimming pool could have about 2 gallons of urine in it. You know that sharp odor of chlorine from the swimming pool you can recall from the earliest childhood? It turns out it's not just chlorine, but a potent brew of chemicals that form when chlorine meets sweat, body oils, and urine.
But I guess what me and Noah are saying, that it smells
before. What actually
causes
the distinctive irritating smell about around swimming pools is not chlorine, that's an urban myth, but volatile substances known as... Chloramines form in pool water when chlorine combines with contaminants brought into the pool by swimmers. Think urine, perspiration, body oils, and cosmetics. The truth is that cleaner swimming, not less chlorine, can help reduce the chloramine irritants that cause swimmer red eye and itchy skin. So maybe it has a smell, but the smell that you notice as pool smell is piss. Piss and chlorine.
So a pool that you think, oh, that's a clean pool that has a lot of chemicals really doing its job.
No, that means
that's just piss.
Activated.
Dude, a Vegas pool probably has 3,000 tons of fucking, or whatever, liters of piss. Where you sit down and you play and you gamble.
I couldn't, and then when I finally did it, because I wanted to see if I could do it.
How'd that
feel? It felt so wrong.
Oh.
Peeing in the ocean, peeing in a lake, peeing in a river. I mean, even that feels kind of wrong, because sometimes I feel like
even peeing in a
swamp
river?
Monster will be like, oh, I love pee, and like be attracted to it for what some reason. I always feel like an alligator. I was in Lake Placid, so I thought like that big old alligator from the movie.
I do get scared sometimes pissing in the ocean, where I think it would like trigger a shark to be like, hey.
What's this?
Yeah, what's this? Yes,
because they can smell, so...
Well, blood is their, like, thing, and I'm sure...
Yeah, blood is their thing. I know, and I was bleeding this weekend, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you weren't in the ocean, were you?
No, I was in the lake, but there's that movie, Lake Placid, about that big old fucking crocodile.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was scared.
You're
scared? Even just in a lake, when I know it's just, like, big old striped bass and, like, catfish that don't want to bite up a human, I was still scared.
If girls had surf... Wonder if they probably plug get more scared when they...
No, I don't think so. Okay, let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, if you're a surfer out there and you're bleeding out your puss, let us know about it. Hope you're having all the swells. It's Tuesday, folks. You know what that means. It is Tuesday. Back to you, Noah.
Back to you, Andrew.
Back to you.
No,
wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I was like, wait, what did he forget to do?
Just a back to you off? What's
going on?
I
just wanted to see what would happen.
What would happen?
All right,
I'd shot it back.
I'd send it back.
All right.
Over to Nikki.
Noah.
Very important news.
Okay.
A fashion influencer says her date disappeared into his room for 45 minutes, prompting her to go on TikTok and ask, can you be stood up at their own house? Like, he went in there, and it's been 45 minutes of silence. One response said he was in his room waiting for her, and when she finally went to look in a follow-up video, she revealed that he was, in fact, waiting for her, naked on his bed, seemingly hoping to have sex. When asked whether or not her date's trick worked, she replied, yes, but no, but yes, kind of.
What? Mm. 45 minutes? Come on. That is an exaggeration. I bet it was 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's too long.
That's a long time to... That's... I mean, that guy's
patience.
And
to not go, hey, come in here. Like...
Yeah, it's... maybe he feels like it's less aggressive to just lay there and she had to come into the
door. But your date going on TikTok and asking? Because, like, the room was right... Like, the door was right there in the photo.
Hmm.
I wonder how quick he got naked in there. Like, was he... Was it 40 minutes ago?
And what did he say he was going to do? Like, did he just go right in there as soon as they got home? That is bold. And I hate that it worked because it totally did. Her being like, no, but yes, but no, but yes.
Yeah. Welcome to TikTok.
Well, one time I went on a date and I had this, I talked about it in the U Up days. There's a YouTube video of it, of my worst Raya date. And it's so funny because a girl that was on the Bert Kreischer trip, Carter Cruz, DJ Carter Cruz, she told me, she DM'd me the other day and was like, hey, I'm hanging out with this guy I used to hook up with who went on a date with you and said that you like roasted him on a show. And I was like, is his name Dave? She was like, yes. And I was like, I did think he was really cute, but it was so weird because we, yeah, we went over, I went over to his place during the day. We were just going to smoke weed and hang out. Yeah, but okay. I thought it was a fake phone call. And he gets on the phone, and my question to my friends, kind of like the version of TikTok that the girl did, was I wrote to all my friends, how long do you let a guy be on the phone when you're on a date over at his place before you leave, you voluntarily leave?
10 minutes.
Yeah. So I think it was around the 8-minute mark when I asked. And then it went to, you know, it kept going. And he kind of was looking at me like, sorry. And then... And that's when, like, you got to go watch the video. But it was just so insane. And he claims that it was not a fake phone call, that he did not call his friends to all come over and then just create this kind of flash mob of roommates coming over, blasting Maroon 5, none of them talking to me or acknowledging me, all of them on FaceTime, like, or influencing in some way, like shooting a video. It was so weird. It was so weird. It was, I wish so badly.
It feels like an episode of Punked. That's what it feels like.
That's what it felt like to me too. It was terrible. But, yeah, apparently that guy is still out there and he's upset that I roasted him or whatever. But I'll maintain that he was very cute, very nice. And I was at the point in the date.
But
right,
did it make you want him a little bit more because he was doing that?
100% no. I was so mad because I can't take that level of disrespect. I will like, this is the difference between me and that TikTok girl. I, at this point in my life, was a 34 or 35-year-old woman. And I had enough respect for myself where it was like, if you don't like me or you do something that is so mean or like weird or dismissive, it's not going to make me like you more.
Yeah.
25-year-old me, maybe that would have made me like them more.
You would have been naked waiting in his bed. Like, are you done with the call?
We were out by his pool just having a great conversation.
No, yes.
So weird. And I remember on that date, like I was a little apprehensive because
I remember that. Yeah.
I
remember
was
that
scared
day.
That, you know, he was going to expect me to have sex with him because it's going over to his house. And everyone was like, oh, you went to his house. Like, that means you want to have sex. And I'm like, no, it just means like I didn't want to go fake have coffee. Like, I just wanted to. We both smoke weed. We were going to talk. And I'm very good. Not that you have. I'm very good at setting a boundary of like, we are not. There's no hanky panky going on. Right. Like, we were just like very. It was friendly.
Yeah.
But I remember being by the pool and like being like, oh, I would kiss him if he tried. Like, having that moment of like, I'm ready. And then ring, 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 ring. I got to take this. And I'm like, it was.
The story reminds me too of, I watched Something About Mary last night again.
God,
that
you
show,
watched a lot of things.
That show's the best. That movie.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so fucking funny. Yeah. But when he gets his dick stuck in the zipper, remember like the first, one of the first scenes.
Okay.
He's in high school and he sees her in the, and he tries to put his pants up real quick and his balls get stuck in his zipper.
Oh, is he watching her from like the street?
Yeah, from the bathroom. He's watching her. And he's stuck in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
Prom date?
And they don't know why he's in there.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
The dad goes in, the dad brings in the mom, a cop shows up through the window, and then a firefighter
comes. Like, yeah, that movie is great. Okay, let's go to the next story. Boom, boom, boom.
Bam.
Middle-aged people who are unable to stand on one leg for 10 seconds are almost twice as likely to die within the next decade, according to new research.
This is...
Okay, how so?
It was on the Good News Network, so...
Here, let's do it.
Let me It has to do with... it has to do with obesity.
Participants were asked to stand on one leg for 10 seconds without any additional support. They were asked to place the front of their free foot on the back of the opposite lower leg while keeping their arms straight by their sides and their gaze fixed straight ahead.
All right, Andrew, you're going to live.
Yeah, I got something.
Okay, you're not going to die in 10 years.
That's the first time. You could do it, definitely. I mean, it's like a yoga move.
I had bunions, so I'm a little rocky.
So basically, the point is, unlike aerobic
fitness...
Well,
can you do it with the other leg? Maybe the other leg might be tougher.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. This is about obesity, right? I mean, this feels like fat shamey.
No, no, no. It says, unlike aerobic fitness, muscle strength, and flexibility, balance tends to be reasonably well-preserved until the sixth decade of life it starts to wane relatively rapidly. It's more about, like, not using balance in like, you know, exercises and stuff like that, like only focusing on muscle and strength and stuff and not balance.
That's why I go to a guy called Balanced Body, because it's all about, like, you know, on your feet, mm-hmm. like when you're walking or when you're standing, your feet are a tripod. Like the front part of your foot is like the two sides of your big toe and your, you know, not your toe, but like the pad of your front foot is the 2 point, and then your heel is the back point. So it's like a tripod, and you should always be evenly dispersed between those points. And yeah, it's all about balance. Like right now I'm sitting,
I'm so unbalanced. I mean, I'm
my left buttock mm-hmm. is atrophied and my right is very strong, and I have to start shifting the way I sit and like doing everything different so I can balance, and I have to start being a banana. I always be a banana, and I have to start like tucking in my hips.
When you keep saying banana with the yellow behind you with your blonde hair, I see a banana.
I am a banana.
Like, I really
it's
do
kind of
see
a cool
a
fruit to be. You know when they're like, are you apple shaped or pear shaped? I'm like, oh God, those suck. I want to be a banana.
Yeah, be a banana.
I am.
What am I then? A plum?
Blueberry. Because you're wearing blue today. Wait, what happened to your hair? What's going on?
I just got a haircut.
And what about your mustache?
I trimmed it. I was going to keep the mustache. Brenna wanted the mustache yesterday, and I went too short with the clippers,
and so you had to take it all off.
Yeah.
But it's kind of longer than the rest of your hair.
I know.
So how did you do that?
Well, I clipped this. Yeah, left you clipped this mustache, the beard. Went to shorten the mustache for her, and I went too far.
So, but, and then but the she mustache shaved my is back. There, but it's not as thick.
Yes.
So how did you do that?
It's a longer clipper.
Oh, so it's just the same amount of, it's same, you have hair, they're just shorter hairs than they would be if on they were this, full mustache.
Yes.
No, yeah, on, okay, yes, gotcha, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, next news story.
She shaved my back, I've never done that.
Oh, whoa, why did she do that?
Felt pretty vulnerable to go to let a swimming? Woman shave your back. Yeah, just to not sink.
But why, really?
I don't know, she just asked. Oh, nice. We were already just trimming it up, and I got my back waxed that one time, and now it's not a good experience.
Why?
Just hurt, and it got a rashy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Next story.
All right. Actually, we're getting through a lot. This is a story submitted by Besties last week. Oh. Nikki, you called it. Cameron Diaz to unretire for a new movie with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, we were just talking about something about Mary.
I was annoyed
She's
by this.
She's captivating,
but
by the way.
I guess she was not in a movie since 2014 or something. So that is a long time. So I'll give her credit.
So what were you annoyed about?
I'm annoyed by people saying they're going to retire and then they come out of it. It's just shut up. Just go away. You don't need to announce anything. It's all for press. Now she got two stories out of it, retiring and coming out of retirement. Two added stories.
Yeah, Tom Brady did that a few times.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Andrew, because Jamie Foxx called Cameron Diaz, but he had Tom Brady on the line.
Do the announcement.
Oh. Yeah. And he had Tom Brady... give, you know, like ask her to unretire and to like let her know what that's like.
This is all set up, but it's a good setup.
Yeah.
She goes, oh my God, is this Tom Brady? And he goes, I was talking to Jamie and he said you needed a few tips on how to unretire. I'm relatively successful at unretiring. And then she responded, honestly, exactly what I needed.
Yes.
I hate
all
my husband.
Just the most funny interactions and dialogue I've ever heard in my life.
She does have kids now?
Yeah, she has with Benji.
Yeah, from Good Charlotte.
Yeah, I think they maybe did a surrogacy or adoption or something. I don't remember seeing pictures of her pregnant, but I don't know. Doesn't matter. She is a mom, and she is so captivating.
Yeah, I mean, she's great.
Gorgeous. I mean, she was the perfect person for the role of There's Something About Mary, because she's just one of those girls that like every guy is obsessed with. Yes.
So good in The Mask.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And Matt seems Dillon really fun and nice.
The funniest person ever.
What?
Matt Dillon in that movie.
Oh, he's so funny. I can't believe he didn't do more things.
I know.
I think they actually dated her and Matt Dillon.
I heard
a
rumor that her and Brett Favre had sex He was on the movie. He was on that movie.
Oh, maybe.
In the trailer.
With his little green penis or something. Didn't Brett Favre have like a green penis?
He
like
played for Green Bay.
But didn't his penis, when he sent it to that one girl, it was like green or gray or something weird? It was, I swear.
Maybe he yellow. Painted it. Maybe he had a
there
little
was something discolored
jersey
about
on
it.
Did he have a jersey on?
No, like on but do you little, remember that he
I remember he did
himself?
Have a dick pic yeah. out there.
A dick pic. And it was, I think it was not hard. It was like weirdly. But what was I going to say about this?
Oh, her coming back.
Yeah. It's all just press. Yeah. Like, I got press this weekend because I said Kim Kardashian's body is fake.
Wasn't that a while ago you posted
no,
that?
No, I did it a while ago, and I also did another one the other day.
Oh, okay.
Every time I see a picture of her, I'm just like, people need to know that this is not achievable by diet and exercise, because everyone thinks it is. And so when you do diet and exercise and your body won't look like that, you feel like a failure. And so, and I said, I don't like, it's not that I don't like her. I do like her. I'm not judging her. I'm just saying there's more to this story. And so I already got ahead of the things that yes. anyone could be like, you're mean, Nikki. And so I got ahead of those things because I do actually like Kim Kardashian. She said she would eat poop to stay young. That is hilarious. I love her.
They're pretty honest, though, about getting surgery, aren't they?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
I thought they are.
No, they say I don't have butt implants, but then they get butt injections. So they're like honest, but not telling the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's your rival, though.
Yeah, and then I got picked up by the Sun newspaper of being like keeping up with the Kardashians reality show rival because of my billboard that they said skewered.
Oh yeah.
They said my billboard that said Keeping Up is so last year skewered the Kardashians, and then they said I slam Kim Kardashian. There was no slamming whatsoever. I said I like her. I said I'm not judging her. There was no like, but, blah, blah. There was no but. I'm just saying.
It reminds me of like comedian destroys heckler. It gets clicks.
Yes.
That's all it is. All
slams.
Clicks.
But the thing is, usually the destroying a heckler is arguable. There was no argument of whether or not yeah. I slammed her. I said I like her in it. And I said, I'm not judging her. I just want the truth out. There was no slamming. There was no judgment.
I think in a world of fakeness, any little thing is a slam. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how they live. Because
and
no one talks shit about
each
other.
Someone wrote on it being like, well, my body looks like this and I haven't done any surgery. And I'm like, okay, well, can injections count?
Did you say that?
No, but that's what I want to say. Stop with this. I didn't get surgery. Like, that is, okay, let me just, okay, any work done, okay? Any injections, like anything that isn't diet and exercise to have your body look the way it does. If you got a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift, where they take fat from a different part of your body up from your waist, so you can have a tiny little waist and a big ass. That is not natural. It's not diet and exercise. And you're lying by saying, I didn't have surgery. Okay. Well, you know what I meant.
So
you know what
the surgery,
I meant.
The surgery is not the issue. It's just the lying of it.
The work. You paid a doctor to do something to your body that wasn't diet and exercise.
Which you claim is natural. Yeah. That's the fucked up.
No, they don't claim. They just say nothing about it. And they tout their skincare lines or their, you know,
not to mention the filter on top of it. Like,
oh, and by the way, there's this other account where Megan Fox, I saw this, Megan Fox altered her already tiny size zero frame to be even tinier. Every Madison Bear, whatever her name, she does it. The Kardashians all do it. They're already size nothings, and then they go to they alter it. And there's these accounts that
show they get caught. How do they get caught?
Because there's people that are taking pictures on the red carpet
that
have the actual photo, and they go to Getty Image, and then they compare it to the image that they posted. And then they go back and forth between them, and it goes in and out. And the original photo is not bad. It's like, why do these girls have to alter an already thin body? Stop it.
Because it gets rewarded. It gets rewarded.
No, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to other girls and you're making people feel bad about themselves, including you, because you will get old and you will get fat, bitch.
And I felt the same way when John Hamm put that extra thickness in his cock when he was wearing those pants. His dick was not that big.
That'd
Nikki.
Be hilarious if it went back and forth between tiny big. Like he altered that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll come back with Reddit Dumb.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident, drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dong.
I really loved this tweet from White People Twitter from a person named 40 Seek, C-E-E-K-S. Thank God pregnant 12-year-olds will no longer have to see a rainbow in their classroom while they're getting shot at.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, that's what people want to prevent. Like, I don't want my child staring at a rainbow flag while they get shot at when she's pregnant.
Oh, my God. How is this real life?
Chris and I were talking, and he was like, the only thing they missed in there was, like rape. And I go, no, it's a pregnant 12-year-old. It's probably rape. They probably got that one, too.
Oh, probably her uncle, too.
Why are this is from No Stupid Questions. Why are females' nipples not allowed to be out in the same way men's are? I've asked people. I've Googled. I cannot find a legitimate answer. Have I missed some key different aside from the fact that boobs slash female nipples provide some kind of service? Breastfeeding is the service. Even though I don't see why that would warrant hiding them. If it was a sexual thing, then plenty of people sexualize shirtless men in male pecs. Any religious motive would loop back around to the sexual aspect. Is there a genuine reason? Have I missed something? And then someone said, this was the answer that I really liked. Hold on, let me find it.
I think it's just a control thing.
When I was in college, one of my anthropology professors shared the following story. He did research among indigenous people in Tanzania. One night he was in a local bar and they were showing some movie in the background where there were many unnecessary close-up shots of the female lead's breasts. No one was paying attention. Suddenly, everybody in the bar got super excited and started paying close attention to the movie. There was nothing sexual at the moment that the professor could see, and he asked someone what was going on. They were suddenly excited about seeing the backs of women's knees. In their culture, women usually were topless and breasts were not a big deal. But for whatever reason, the backs of the women's knees, which were usually covered, were super sexy. So I would say that the belief that certain parts of a woman's body are sexy and need to be covered are very culturally specific.
Interesting.
The thing is, it does distract. I mean, I wasn't allowed to wear tank tops in middle school because we would distract boys from learning.
I mean, I've been to Europe, though, and you go to a pool, everyone's topless, like in Greece. And at first, I was a horny American. I was like, holy shit, tits are out. I swear to God, by the third day, it's just normal. What's covered.
I would never go topless because I would just feel, I don't like when men are horny around me or when men sexualize me when I don't want to be sexualized.
But they don't,
and
you
I
don't feel that.
I don't even wear cleavage.
I think
but
after
I
a while, though.
Day one and two.
But they're going to feel horny about your legs. You show your legs.
I know. Well, that was interesting. And the back of the knees made me think of Noah because she hates her back of her knees being touched. It's an erogenous zone, perhaps. It is
maybe
a place where people
that's
tickle.
That's what it is. But
yeah, it could
I
be.
I just hate that feeling. It's like on the bone, like on the ligament.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, on the ligament, like on that like tendon.
Yes, and we also have one like near our puss, like over there, that like bone.
Oh, that bump.
I can't have a finger on that.
Is it because you're scared someone might cut it, like in like Pet Cemetery, like Achilles?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Is that it? Is it a little
That's
bit of
a
that?
Great reference, but no, it's just the sensation. I don't like that sensation. That kind of touch, I just don't like it.
This is crazy. I watched a documentary once that was shown on broadcast television about a trans woman getting top surgery. While her bare chest and nipple were shown uncensored through the first part of the documentary, the moment the surgeon inserted the silicone into the slot he cut into the woman's chest, a sensor blur was added to cover up the exposed nipple. So the second it got some meat on it, it no good. Okay.
So it's the breast size then.
Yeah.
Is it because
there's so many guys that have
because
tits
it's just too,
too
horny. It makes people too horny. Okay. So I thought this was interesting. This was from the subreddit Science. Women's techniques for pleasure from anal touch. Results from a US probability sample of women ages 18 to 93. It says that about a quarter of about one-fourth of participants noted that they did not enjoy any form of touch inside the anus, and one-third of women reported they found no pleasure in each specific touch technique. So So that means that some people, like a fourth of women,
mm-hmm.
are going to find no anal touch good at all. Whereas, wait, about a fourth don't like any touch, whereas a third of women don't like one of three kinds of touches. So if you don't like anal sex, it could be because you just don't like it.
Yeah.
As opposed to what I thought, which is like you just didn't try it right yet. So that was interesting to me. But that does mean three-fourths of women would enjoy anal sex, a type of anal touching. Three-quarters. That's a big percentage. Just want to put that out there.
I want to know who started that study.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, these studies always make me laugh. Like, some guy's just like, I need a girl.
All right. So, well, I mean, I think
it's a funny group to get together.
If you know anything about, you know, research on women's sexuality, there is none. There's no money for it. No one gives a fuck about our pleasure. That's why, like, no one knows what we really, there's no money in women's sexuality. So I was excited that they even thought to maybe we should figure this out and see what women like. This is from Stand Up Comedy, the subreddit that I follow, where a lot of comics upload their material, and it's all comics I've never heard of, but there are some really funny guys in here. I found one guy. This guy's name is Austin Lonenberg. Lonenberg, Lonenberg. And this joke made me laugh so hard. I loved it so much, and I want to share it.
Hey, do you guys think anybody's ever thought of writing a second song for the bagpipes? You guys think about that? I wrote this joke so I did a little bagpipes research. Probably been around for 3,000 years. One song. That's cocky, that is. I like that they're like, yeah, we built the pyramids about a month ago, and then we wrote a goddamn hit. Longest charting song of all time. That song's got a name too. It's called Scotland the Brave. I don't think you need to name the song. I think you can just probably call it The Noise Bagpipes Make. I think that should be the title, or maybe the other title is Important White Event Is Happening. Okay, if you guys ever hear the bagpipes, look around. Something important and white is going on. It could be anything. No guarantees on what it is. It could be like a high school graduation, or it could be a cop's funeral. You're like, yeah, I've got one song for all white emotions. We're covering all with this one. All right, you guys have been a blast.
I really like that. That's just an example of such a good joke that that is just sitting there waiting for anyone to discover that there really is. Immediately you get it. You know, there is, we all know the one song that a bagpipe plays.
It's funny too, because the whole time I'm like, is there really only one song? Like, part of me is like, there's got to be another song.
I mean, I'm sure there's other songs, but us.
I don't even know that song he's talking about either. Like, I get it. Like, I kind of know it, but I can't. Can you hum it in your head? I can't. From Braveheart.
It's just like,
yeah.
I can't hum it. But I just really liked it.
Yeah, no, it's a good joke.
All right. Next up, let me see. One second. Oh my God, that one. Oh. This was from TikTok Cringe, which is just pretty much just good TikTok videos. This was, I didn't send Noah this one because it's not necessary that you see the video, but it says, man airdrops a picture of himself naked to all passengers on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
She said, meet Larry. It's the TikTok voice. Meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his pee-pee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort. So there's this creepy guy in a plane that just airdropped his dick to a bunch of people.
But did he know what he was doing?
I think so. Why would you do that before the plane takes off? Or maybe it's once it landed.
It's like having
a conversation with the person next to you. You only start it once the plane has landed.
My only concern for that guy is that...
he didn't understand airdrop.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he did.
Look, my dad didn't know why in a group chat Brenna's name wasn't in the group chat, that he had to put it in himself. I'm just saying that, let's just say a world where this guy was just sending his dick to one other person.
It's so pressing, though, to send a dick pic when you're on an airplane. Like, at exactly. Why is it so urgent?
I'm just saying, if the guy made a mistake,
Well, he's not claiming that he made a mistake. He's just sitting there scared.
Well, what happened with him? Is there a follow up?
Wait, let's see. Maybe there is.
Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
I don't like this woman's voice.
It's sexual harassment.
He is so gross.
Yeah,
he has a mustache and he's like, but he's not going like, I didn't know. It's purposeful.
Yeah, that's a ballsy.
I've had people airdrop, like sometimes on the train,
on the subway.
On the subway, you get like people wanting to. Guys love to expose themselves and like to have. They love seeing your shocked face. I used to have a joke that if a guy ever, the best thing you can do to someone who shows their penis on the train is to look bored by it, because they get off on you looking scared and frightened.
Did, when he sent out, you could do a thing, send to everyone on your phone?
No, you can just press iPhone, you know, Mark's phone, like it shows up.
Yeah.
All the phones that are willing to accept it.
Jesus. I mean, what's your exit game here?
Final thought. I think that people thought he probably had his phone on like iPhone, so he thought he couldn't trace it. But the girl saw his body and was able to find out who it was.
You think I think so.
I mean, I wish I had the whole story.
I know. I bet you there's maybe a follow-up on that TikTok, hopefully. Yeah. No, that sucks, man.
Jeez. I mean, the idea that I feel so bad for people with weird fetishes. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
Well, whatever gets you off, that is just something so creepy. I mean, I have weird things that I've developed from my watching porn that I didn't expect to be into that are now a part of what turns me on and almost like a necessity for me to be as horny as possible are these new things that that were not born of just me being who I am. And even if they were, but they're culturally influenced, or they're like, it's just, I'm beholden. And now to certain toys too. Like I don't not travel with things if I want to have sex on the road, or if I want to get off. Like I can't just rely on my hand anymore. I can't rely on my hand, pretty much. It sucks. I need certain things. I need I want to masturbate,
like,
I can't
bring a bag on. You're like, it's got to be under 50 pounds, ma'am. You're like, all that's in here is underwear and 95 vibrators.
I mean, that's why I don't carry on a lot of times, because I'm so nervous that
it's gonna.
And it's not because I'm nervous that the TSA is gonna be. It's that other people are gonna feel awkward for me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I really don't, and I would not be embarrassed. But the idea that other people would think I'm embarrassed is annoying to me. And I swear that's it. Like I don't get embarrassed about having vibrators or having like that's. You saw on my TV show, like vibrators underneath my bed. I have no shame about it. I think everyone should have them. But the idea that other people could be like, oh my God, she's so embarrassed, is so annoying. It's just, it makes me mad. It doesn't make me embarrassed at all.
I almost want you to do it just to go through it and just see what happens. Like, like bring like a knife, a gun, and then two vibrators.
And I'm like, I masturbate with that knife. I'm into some really weird shit.
I hold it to my throat. It's the only way I come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... it is interesting that to be more like afraid of other people's embarrassment than the actual thing.
Do you ever feel that way when people are like,
for sure.
Like you, like it really annoys me when you would get embarrassed about me picking up poop with mulch because you're embarrassed for me. You're embarrassed of the fact that I'm should be because I sometimes get embarrassed for people where I'm like, I can't watch people like Nathan For You sometimes is one of my favorite shows, but I can't watch it because it makes me feel so embarrassed for him or for the person he's tricking that I can't watch it. But I hate when people put that on me, and they do it. People do it all the time because I talk about embarrassing things constantly. Over the weekend there was this, and I don't know why I was motivated to do this. We were dining out and we were in a booth, and there was a booth right behind us, and I could hear, I was on the far side of the booth that was like, you know, these people were seated behind my friends across from me. So across from me, behind them was this family, and they were like, His stand-up's pretty good. I mean, I like his, and I heard the word stand-up, and I was like, shh, they're talking about stand-up. Who are they talking about? And then I heard one of them go, and he was in that Judd Apatow movie about Staten Island. And I go, oh.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, they're talking about Pete Davidson. And I said it loudly enough so that they could know that I heard. And what I wanted them to know, because then Chris turned to me and goes, why are you doing that? Why are you letting them know we can hear their conversation? I'm like, because I want them to know that they don't get to talk about celebrities in this bubble where those people aren't actual people. It like bugged me that they were talking about someone that very well could be seated behind them. Like it made me aware that people have, and I do the same thing too. I forget that people have feelings and that actors or, you know, if Cameron Diaz heard this, I would be hurt that she thinks that I think she did that just for publicity. But I forget that Cameron Diaz could hear this. She does have podcast apps on her phone, I'm guessing. You know what I'm saying? And so I needed them to know, like, hey, I heard what you're talking about, and that's a person, and I could be best friends with that person, or I could be that person.
Yeah, but is there's nothing part of you being like, I'm also a celebrity.
No. Oh, no. But that's, I mean, how I have I more would, compassion for a celebrity because I know that when they said stand up, I'm like, oh, maybe they're talking about some one of my friends. I didn't think they were
talking
about me.
So what was the end of that conversation then? What happened?
Then everyone at my table got embarrassed because I was being obvious that I heard their conversation, but I wanted them to know, first of all, you're being way too loud that I can even hear your conversation. You need to know that I've heard it, so maybe keep it to hushed tones because it's annoying how loud you're being.
Were they saying anything bad about him?
Of course they were. Yeah. I mean, they were having a bunch of opinions about whether or not he was funny, and it was like, well, he could be sitting right here, so shut the fuck up. Yeah. Even though I have opinions about people all the time that I think aren't listening. I just wanted them to know, and everyone at my table was just like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because I want them to know how loud they're being. I liked it. But my table was so embarrassed of me being loud.
Well, because
loud.
You are embarrassed of them. Yeah. Yeah.
I was embarrassed for anyone.
Well, you didn't like them being loud, but then you were loud to show their loudness.
Yeah, to show it back at them. Because sometimes when I'm loud, when I'm... And someone goes, hey, we heard what you were saying. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was being so loud. And it makes me check myself. But I found that a lot this weekend, not a lot, but a couple times this weekend where in public, my friends and my fam, or like I found that a lot through my life. People are embarrassed of things that I do in public, and it makes me just do them harder because I'm like, it's so dumb that I'm not even embarrassed and you're embarrassed for me. Like, what's the big deal? What am I doing wrong?
I would have friends that would constantly skip lines. Like, they,
oh no, no, no.
And that would really,
no, that's not embarrassing. That's just cruel.
But I mean, I'm just like to get into a bar, like per se, or like where people are waiting and they're like, no, I'm just going to take care of this.
The same thing.
And they would do it. And then I would just be like, fuck dude, I can't believe he did. Like that would, for some reason I'd get very
because
self-conscious
breaking the rules.
About it. Yeah.
I guess breaking social rules is.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Sometimes I do. But then other times I'm so free and loose and like weird.
When Mark and Shane public. And I were trying to go to a pool, we had to sneak in because they were all these apartment complexes and we were walking in and Mark had jumped the fence, which I supported because there was no one to see it. And we weren't doing anything really wrong. But then Shane and I went through the front and we encountered a security guard who goes, hey, do you guys live here? And I don't lie. And so I go, at the same time, Shane said yes. And I said no. And it was just like, he just goes, oh God. Like he was so disappointed. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't lie. And he was like, come on, just let me talk next. I don't forget what he said, but he was just like, I felt like such a pussy. Like I was like the worst Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. I was a bad Bonnie. Like that DJ Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you could have just been like.
Same with Amy. I remember one time Amy was going to my gym. I was working at LA Fitness back in like 2007. And she was visiting, Amy Schumer was visiting me in LA. And she was like, oh, I want to go. And we walked in. She was like, just walk in like you usually do. Like I never would be like, scan my card. Like if you're not stealing or if you're not doing something wrong, you just do the thing.
Yes.
But if you're wrong, you like look so guilty. And I could not do it. And when she walked in, I just kind of like hesitated. And I remember the front desk woman was like, excuse me, are you going to scan your card? And I was like, she's my guest. And Amy was just like, what the hell, Nikki? Like, come on, be cool. And I was like, couldn't do it. I can't do that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what it is
but
about.
But if I'm not harming anyone by picking up shit, which is actually the nice thing to do, or
I'm just letting these people know. Plenty of people were on your side about being like, well, at least she's picking up the shit still.
Yeah.
I get that.
But why is it embarrassing? Because I'm touching poop? Possibly?
Yeah, probably because you're touching shit. Yeah, probably it's that. And maybe, you know, I just shit my
pants.
Says
a guy that shit his pants.
I agree.
And pulled him down.
I'm hypocritical. I do all kinds of shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just like, I don't know what it is. I think when I see people going, instead of leaning into that, I kind of like feel their.
Oh man, see, yeah. I do the other thing when I start to see it and I go, oh, are you just so scared for me? I'm the one that's embarrassed. You shut the fuck up.
No, like, I like that. Maybe I'll try to apply that more.
No, I don't. I think it's like inborn and it's a sick thing because I think it comes from actually being embarrassed, but it goes the other way. Like
Well, the Pete Davidson thing can be like, you know, a lot of people can talk shit about you. So then you take that on for him getting shit talked.
Yeah, like I'm someone that people think that they know just because they've seen on TV and they have opinions about. And I'm hypocritical because I think I know celebrities and can say whatever I want about them. And I get in trouble for it sometimes because those celebrities actually have SiriusXM or, you know, Instagram. And they can read and see the things that you post.
Dude, I got in trouble for talking shit about the barbershop I go to here in St. Louis. I walked in and the owner of the bar, by the way, this was 2 years ago. I kind of made fun of that. It's like one of those barbershops with like naked women on the front and they offer you like a shot and some heroin before you get a trim. And it's just like, dude, can I just get a haircut? Like, I don't.
And they were like, oh, we heard you talk about us.
So the owner was there and she's all tatted up and you could tell no one talks back to her. Like she comes off very alpha.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, this is the guy talking about my place on this big show.
She was flattered. We gotta go, so I'm gonna sing us out.
She goes, are you gonna keep talking bad? And I go, yeah, probably. Yeah. Like, I stood up to her in front of everyone. Ooh. It felt really cool. I felt pretty cool there, because most of the time I'd be like, no, I'm sorry.
God, tattoos really do work. I'm gonna sing because it's the end of the show. Kirsten bought us a bunch of fake tattoos for a girl's trip, and I put them all over my arm, and every time I saw my reflection, I was like, that girl's cool, and then it was me. So there's a part of me that wants to get a sleeve down my arm.
Damn.
Send a different message to the world that I'm a harm. That's the end.
It's beautiful. You could just
end there. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. We will be here all week. We got two more shows ahead of us. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a great 4th. Don't be cut and Jack Firework. That's not a thing.
I think we're out, man. No, we're not out. There's so many more. Maybe we start with a different letter.
No.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.